From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, the vote to impeach Governor Rod Blagojevich could come as soon as tomorrow. We'll get an update from Springfield, Illinois.
But first, Washington President-elect Barack Obama revealed further details of a plan he hopes will blunt the rapidly worsening economic situation. NPR's Don Gagne followed the speech and joins us now. Mr. Obama continues to lower expectations. He's saying it's going to be a very painful recovery. How did he make that point specifically?
Well, he recognizes, though he didn't say this specifically, that there is a lot of anticipation as he prepares to take office. The excitement of the campaign is in many ways building toward the inaugural. He does not want people to think that as soon as he takes the oath, then we're on path and everything turns around just like that. So basically, in this speech today in Washington, or just outside Washington, he's giving people, you know, a dose of reality. He says, hey, nearly 2 million jobs have now been lost. We are going to get another dismal jobs report later this week. Businesses can't borrow money to make payroll. 2.8 million Americans who are looking for full-time work had to settle for part-time jobs. He's really going through that kind of litany of things, and he says this recession can be deep and long, which is why we have to really take the tough medicine and be bold.
And in a practical sense, today he was talking about putting a heavy emphasis on developing energy-saving measures and putting people to work, actually helping with the unemployment by having people help with the infrastructure. Here's what he said about that.
Yes, we'll put people to work repairing crumbling roads, but we'll also do more to retrofit America for a global economy. That means updating the way we get our electricity by starting to build a new smart grid that will save us money and deliver clean, alternative forms of energy to every corner of our nation.
So what we're hearing there, Noah, some of it echoes, you know, the early days of the FDR presidency, where there were these works programs. But again, President-elect Obama is taking a much more modern, much more current view of that. Yes, the government has to step in. It has to help people find jobs, and there's a great deal to do. But there are also ways that the government has to just find ways to save money, and that is through investing in technology and creating more energy-efficient government buildings. All of those sorts of things could yield, he says, billions of dollars.
And what is the risk, moving to another point here, a downside risk for his administration in taking on so much debt? It could be $800 billion in stimulus over the next few years. What do you think?
The risk is what any economist who warns against federal deficits and the debt would be. But what President-elect Obama counters is that we just don't have a choice. He says it's not that the growing federal deficit isn't a concern, but it is something that we'll have to deal with in a meaningful way down the road. Right now, there is a current deep economic crisis that needs to be dealt with.
And here's what he had to say about that.
Only government can break the cycle that are crippling our economy, where a lack of spending leads to lost jobs, which leads to even less spending, where an inability to lend and borrow stops growth and leads to even less credit.
And finally, Don, do you think that President-elect Barack Obama is satisfying the people who are worried that he's not going to be progressive enough different from the Bush administration's economic policies?
Well, they do not seem to be concerned about that. This is a massive economic stimulus he's talking, though, again, he didn't give us the exact price tag today. But again, it is not as large as some economists have recommended. But again, it's not like it's on the small side of the recommendations that are out there as well. I think we will see this White House, once they do take office, adapting. But right now, they don't seem to be worried too much about what criticism might be out there that they're not doing enough.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.